Good morning, Armin. This is Saya, one of the judges of the RVXA Snelly Crash Talk. I'm here today with Liberty.
Hi.
Liberty.
Hello.
And The Killer.
Hello.
The Killer, hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Death. And
Great Red Spirit.
Hello, everyone.
Yep, today we're going to podcast the results of the RMVXA Snelle Crash Course. And we're going to do it by alphabetical order and announce the winners by the end. So anyway, according to the list, the first one is Adventure 8 by Penta, Cybombots, and Haki. So anyway, guys, your thoughts about the game?
Well, you can go ahead and start, Nessie. We'll start with Nessie, then we'll go Liberty, myself, and then GRS.
Okay, all right. Fine. All right. So anyway, Adventure Ace, it's a learning simulation game that is about collecting treasures and sometimes die and put them up in a museum. And you're doing this all for a friend. And I bet by the end, the guy is going to take all the money anyway because he's fucking rich and stuff. So anyway, the gameplay is, learning simulation. And I thought it was very fun, even though the menus were a bit clunky. And I bugged out, which is sad. And I got two same copies of some museum item, usually the Jade Tiger, which I cannot sell. This is like $1,200. And you can say I'm just gushing. So anyway, that's enough from me. Go ahead, guys.
Alright, so I'm up next, huh? I really like the sound, and the gameplay was right up my alley of things I wanted to play. So I made myself play it last, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have got through certain other entries.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Some of them were pretty.
Oh, shit.
I did find it a lot of fun, though I also got the same bug that Nessie got that killed it, and I hadn't saved in a very long time. So that kind of killed my fun a little bit. But it was a decent game. Decky?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the entry. It was actually one of my favorites. I didn't encounter any bugs myself. I really enjoyed the music selections, and the art was fantastic. The interface was great. Like Nessie said, it was a little on the clunky side, but I was still able to navigate the menus with pretty good ease. I liked the idea of setting up relics to gain money. That was great. And I also liked the background story behind it and the fact that the missions had like arcs to them. They had a continuing story, which I thought was really nice. And I can't wait to see the entry fleshed out into a full game. GRS?
Yeah, instead of just being a teacher bum.
All right. I didn't really enjoy Adventure Ace too much, but I think that's just a result of the two-week time limit. And I am impressed with how much they did in that time, but I think just as a simulation, it's just the very beginning there I had some money difficulties, which I thought was interesting because it came down to managing what I thought I could do, my staff and stuff. But eventually after the first like 2 weeks, it was just trying to just throw people at whatever missions and just make money. And after that, it just started to become stale. But again, I think that's just because of the time limit. The interface definitely needs work because I was fighting with that, just trying to set up relics. It's just, I got a relic. I don't remember what reason it came from. I was just trying to bulldoze through or trying to sell them. I was fortunate not to have any bugs because I never figured out how to save, too. I never saved anything until the very end.
I see.
I would have liked to have seen a bit more differentiation with the faces, you know, the characters. But
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was like
five.
I heard they were planning.
Hmm? I heard they were planning to add faces.
But they didn't have the time. Yeah, that's my main gripe with the graphics. That's my only complaint about the graphics.
And the changing in the map when you got more money, it was quite nice.
Yeah, it was a nice touch, definitely.
I think it would have been nice if you had a tutorial, because it's like, oh, more of text, you know.
Yeah, and just one last minor gripe is where you get the rent from the artifacts. It would have been nice to have the artifacts actually tell you how much rent they'd give you before you put them in, instead
Absolutely.
Of having to scroll through them all and try them out to check.
Yes. Well, should be able just to tell you that the rent you make is just 10% of their sale value.
Oh, I got
but some, there are
some
that exceptions.
Were a lot more, yeah.
Oh.
And they weren't as, like, I got a 1200 one that was 70 rent. I thought, wait, what?
But, yeah, weird.
Oh my god, I didn't notice that. I just explained everything. Oh, this is 1200. The spray.
You just were looking at the graphics, Nessie. We know. We know.
I just checked the money. 1,200. Oh, hey, it's high. So I'll just put it in.
Did anyone get any ranking at the end besides Adventuring Bum?
No, that's the only one I got.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I just completely fucked up or not.
That is the only title we can get.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
Wait. Yeah.
So what's the next one on the list?
Alter Perfect.
Right.
Sorry.
Do we want to trade off the description of each one?
Probably, yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know I was volunteering. Alter Perfect was, to sum it up in one word, bananas.
Bananas.
It was made by Rhyme. Yes, am I right?
Yes, you're right.
And it was an RPG dungeon-esque boss killy thing with bananas and, well, bananas. But it was interesting. Okay, Nessie, talk.
Alter Perfect is like this joke game that is actually funny. I mean, seriously, banana attack, banana defense, banana whatever.
Banana,
I mean, the only thing they're needing as defense was like banana split for escape. It would have been perfect.
Mm.
I mean, seriously, like, I swear, I didn't expect it to be about bananas. I mean, I just don't know. The gameplay was nice. I liked it. It's like very rhymey. And you know, I like rhyme bosses, so it's like, yay, super hard. And then I like the idea that she had equipable items that, you know, for equipping. And actually, I like the game mechanic that you do some combination of skills. Like, we and fire were actually critical all the time, something like that. So you just have to discover which one it was. And then... I still want to know what is behind that curtain. Next, Becky.
Yeah, I thought it was a cute little entry. The humor was very rhyme-tastic. You know, it's her type of humor. The whole banana thing.
I should have a version of banana.
Exactly. The mapping was pretty good. I liked the surreal area with all the multicolored tiles. I thought that was nice. The bosses were definitely a challenge. But that's, you know, we come to expect that with rhymes games. And overall, I think, you know, even though it was kind of written off as a joke entry toward the end, it still had some good, rich gameplay in it. And I was pretty satisfied with it, and it did make my top 10, which is great. Okay, GRS, how about you?
Man, that game did not click with me at all. I saw the humor and played it for about 25 minutes, and I just went, not working, sorry. There was just too many bananas.
Oh, boy.
You did the same thing, Ness. You can't laugh.
Did you slip on a banana peel?
Didn't you play it for a little while and then say, oh, bananas, and then go back to it? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking about Praise Game.
Oh, yes.
Well, that will be coming up.
That's coming up.
Yeah. So we're introducing this one.
Okay, so next up is Boutalis, or Boutalis, right?
Okay. I thought it was Boutalis.
Just Boot. Call it Boot.
We'll call it Boot, because I'm horrible at pronouncing weird names. Anyway, this one was by Inaria and Christiana. They are a obviously a couple, and they're absolutely super efficient at making games. They can pump out anything within a two-week time period. And overall, despite the bugs in this game, I was really impressed. It had an interesting battle system. The learning curve was a little too high, though. It kind of threw too much at me at the beginning. And also, the introduction was a little on the slow side. I did like the twist after the first few minutes, where you think it's going to be just another move game. What was that, Nessie?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, anyway, back to the overview. I was a little disappointed that there weren't a whole lot of unique music selections. It seemed to be all RTP, and I felt like that dragged down the game a little bit. The mapping and the graphics were fantastic. Yeah. Christiana does a good job of that, and Inario's mapping was pretty good. I mean, there were some maps that were a little on the large side, like the castle. Some of the hallways were too wide and too bland, but that was few and far between. Unfortunately, what brought this game down a little bit were the bugs. Obviously, we had the synthesis bug and also the lagging. Which really messed up my computer. I couldn't really fight that much because it was overheating my machine. And that hurt the game a little bit. Anyway,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe it was because I had too many things open at once. But anyway, Liberty, what's your thoughts on the game?
Oh, you skipped Nessie.
What?
Oh, whatever.
We're switching up the order.
All right. Well, just whoever. I really like the characters. I got really into it with the characters and the storyline and just the silliness of hunting down this stupid pudding. But this sentient pudding. But unfortunately, I got synthesized bug because I tried to synthesize a stronger healing item and it didn't work.
Epic fail.
Yes, the graphics were awesome. I found it was really fun. The gameplay, I wasn't a big fan of the battle system, but I could do it. The combos kind of made my brain hurt a bit trying to figure them out. But overall, I thought it was a pretty neat little game. All right, next. Who's up?
All right, I'll go next. I really liked the intro because I was one of those people who got into one of those level 20 BND campaigns. P.S. Everyone died horribly. No one knew what they were doing. Something else I really liked was just the unique feel of the game, that it wasn't just your normal windows and text and backgrounds. It was something that Anryu worked on, and it just made the game stand out to me, along with its custom battle system. I didn't play as much as I liked because I played it near the end and trying to just get all the game splits through, but I did get hit by that synthesis bug too of just trying to figure out how to use the system, and the game crashed and I never saved.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I would like to get back to it later and try it out some more because it does look like it has a good premise, but I'm just not sure if it'll go anywhere. I did also enjoy the writing too, like the whole talking with the king. I enjoyed that
part.
Yes,
that was hilarious.
Oh my god,
yeah.
The king.
Yes?
Wait, you're done? Oh.
Yeah, that's all I had.
I actually didn't like the characters too much. I know. I mean, I actually like the speaker girl. I forgot her name. I thought she was my favorite design-wise. But the characters didn't take too much on me. I mean, I probably play too much scripts or whatever, or too many visual novels. But I thought the guy, I forgot his name again, was pretty cool. I mean, I like the fact that he was, like, very good. I don't know. The battle system, actually, I played the XP version. I hated it so super. So when I saw it in Botales, or Boots, whatever, I was like, oh my god, he didn't do the same thing. I was hoping it was a bit different, and it was. It's just that I hated it. I just didn't enjoy it as much. It's like, I think I'm spoiled by Anarius games because ever since Avarice, I just enjoyed Avarice. And it's just, but I was kind of like, oh, it just fell down. But then again, I'm not a very huge fan of that kind of battle system, so probably. The story was interesting. I laughed at the block body, and then I saw the king, and the chancellor was like, what was it? You guys can take your time. The game's going to be for a long time. Anyway, but this is going to be yes. Major pain. I was like, oh, yes. it was... yeah, I mean, I know Alanari's biggest point is the art, is music. So I wasn't surprised at his art. But it would have been nice if he found more. And I thought the graphics was good, were good. I don't know if my grammar is right there. So yeah, that's all for me.
The characters are all named after puddings, apparently.
Really?
Yes, really? Types of puddings.
Hmm.
There you go. Yeah.
Trivia fact.
Nice.
All right, so...
Which makes sense.
Well, they're hunting a black pudding. They're named after puddings.
So they really just had a thing for pudding, I guess. It was a pudding fetish.
The intro was really genius, though, because it threw me off guard. I was like, wait, where's the original character design? And I was like, oh, this is so cute. It's a D&D.
Okay, so Deathlord, GRS, do you want to start us off with that entry?
Sure. Deathlord made by... Shit. I don't remember how to do it. Is it Eldita or Idita?
L, I think.
I hope it's not Idita.
I call it
Dita. Well, I'll just call him Dita. There.
Yeah.
It was a pretty short game that he made that's of just like the Dark Lord trying to reclaim his title, I think. I'm trying to remember the plot.
Yeah.
And then instead of waiting 1,000 years waiting for him to die, decide to step things up a bit. It was a pretty short entry, and eventually it just petered out. There wasn't even an ending. It was just a blocked door that I couldn't figure out how to open. I died like 4 times on that intro battle, but that was my own fault because I just never checked the magic menu, and that makes a big difference. And then something that I noticed was that there was like almost no sound effect usage. Like when you roll boulders, which is already kind of buggy, to try and roll into a wall and just start spinning like a madman. When you move boulders, there's no sound then. There's a distinct lack of any sort of sound design. The rest of the gameplay was pretty basic. I think there was only about 3 different kinds of enemies, and you just trounce them, which is probably a good thing at the start of the game when there's no inns or shops or anything. Mm. It was just kind of unremarkable for the rest, for the most part. All right, Des, want to say something?
Oh my God. I'm trying to remember what I said. Oh, yeah, the text cuddles. Oh, I hate those text cuddles. It's just so annoying. And then he doesn't capitalize his eyes. And I have this jumping temptation to edit them in the editor. And then the story is, I have no idea if I'm the demon lord or if I really own the castle, because it sounded like he didn't have it before. Like he's like, I'm going to have you as mine soon. So I was like, wait, I thought you owned this shit. And then the boulders are like whoosh. Just so slow, my God. I was like I almost had this on my laptop. I don't even know how to start it. At least the battles were a bit better than the most of the other entries. I mean, if you know what I mean, like, I won't say anything. So anyway, at least he did thought about the schools, what the hell, with skills, which was nice. And he seems to have a basic idea, and he seems to know what he needs to do. It's just that he needs more time probably. So anyway, how about you, Desi?
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good job for being an amateur member of our community. He hasn't really done much. And this game shows that he is making strides. He's making a legitimate attempt to add puzzles to his dungeons, and they were executed pretty well. I liked the switch order puzzle. I just think it should have been telegraphed a little better. It was kind of tricky to figure it out that it was the cracks in the ground that didn't really matter. Excuse me.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't remember anything from the story. All I remember is that there were a lot of spelling and grammatical errors. And I also remember a decent amount of skills in the battle, and some of the encounters were challenging. But my issue was that it was a solo game. And when you make a RPG, you need a character that can be extremely versatile and diverse. Maybe a character that can switch classes on the fly, maybe using Yanfly's instant skill code, so where you can switch your role and do like healing or things like that. That would have been cool and a good way to add a little bit of spice to the combat. That's pretty much all I have to say. I mean, he's making strides, and let's hope his next game is better.
Yes. I actually did remember the story, unlike you guys.
And hey, I remember the story. I just didn't know if he was swimming. He was
I don't remember a single thing from it.
All right.
I don't remember a single thing.
Poor LD.
All right, all right. I'll give you a refresher. He was the son of the original Death Lord, but the original Death Lord lost his castle to gambling debt to some other guy, so he missed out. Yeah.
Oh.
So he missed out on inheriting. That's why he's going on this journey to kill the other guy and get his castle back. That should have been his, goddammit. It is what it is, story-wise. It's at least he's got a reason for being.
Yep.
The sound was, you know, all just general RTP. It was missing sound effects, which is kind of sad, because the RTP comes with a lot of decent sound effects, especially the VX Ace RTP. They've added more push and more ground and more everything. They've just said, here, have more sound effects. And we're like, yes, give. Gameplay, I didn't have a big problem with the battles, because I thought they were pretty decent. I mean, it was challenging, but if you used your skills, and you got restored after battle, so there was no reason not to use your skills. Graphics were pretty decent, like, for, you know, RTP. They were what they were. The one thing is it ended prematurely because of a bug, and that was the obelisk. You're in that room where you're supposed to, the door behind the statue, you're supposed to be able to push it, but he hadn't coded it right, or there was an issue or something, and behind that was supposedly a boss. So once you killed the boss, that was the end of the demo. So we didn't miss much except for the boss. But, yeah, I thought it... Yeah, it was pretty decent. I would have liked to have seen a bit more spell checking and grammar check and that. But it was a decent enough entry. Right.
Following the Sun.
The next one is Following the Sun by Alter Ego. This very cute game with puppy. It's about some puppy that was a bad boy, and then he was left by the family by accident because they couldn't find him, and so he has to find his way back. So anyway, thoughts is it's very cute, nice art, mini games could have used some work. The simulations were also nice, and yeah, I think my last play video already gushed about it. So how about you, Liberty?
I've seen a lot of Alter Ego's art, and he's only just gotten better. He's gotten better, and it was really, really nice to see him actually. I think it's his first game. Or second game on RMN. Yeah, and
it's the second.
You can tell he puts a lot of care into crafting his characters, especially even if they're only a dog, because it was very cute and it was touching. But I did have a few little issues with the, what's it called, guys?
The gameplay?
The mini games.
The movement. The detection. What is it? Collision detection.
Collision detection,
Yeah, it had a little issue with that, but that's mainly due to the program being used. I think he just used the VX Ace by itself without certain scripts and that. But I really liked the sound, too. There was decent sound. And the graphics, again, it was fun, yes. I liked it. Decky.
Okay, I also enjoyed the game. I thought the story was great. I thought it was very heartfelt, very carefully crafted, and very kid-friendly for the most part. I mean, the art itself was absolutely fantastic, especially for a 2-week time period. The colors were vivid. The style was very distinct. It almost felt like a children's novel, almost, and I thought that was really good. One issue I had, you guys already mentioned, the airplane minigame. There was a little issue with the movement and just the overall flow of the combat when you shot down the other planes. Thought that was a little clunky. But I really enjoyed the minigame before that, the one where you have to jump over the fences. That was really clever.
Yeah.
As far as everything else goes, the sound choices were fine. They matched the cutscenes really well. And I just think it turned out to be a very clever little entry, a pleasant surprise, and something out of left field for sure. GRS?
I really enjoyed the presentation for Following the Sun, just like how everyone else said, the art style, the way it handled animations, the sounds. I was really impressed by what the Alter Ego did in such a short time period. The mini games, on the other hand, were, I thought this basically fell flat on their face. That's mostly due to various issues like the collision detection and the way the fences moved and just the whole airplane part. But that's really easy to overlook compared to how well the actual narrative was done, and I really enjoyed it for that. Mm. Especially the Red Baron co-pilot.
I really
liked it when you shot him down and, "I know you."
I would have liked it to have been a little bit longer, maybe another minigame thrown in. But for what it was really nice.
Yeah.
It's a cute one. It's such a pew-pew-pew stuff.
Okay, I guess I get to cover one of the most notorious entries of this contest. Future Helper.
Absurd!
And the motherfucking seven motherfucking towers.
Woohoo!
Future Helper of the Seven Towers by Jomar Center. This was an extremely poor entry. This entry was a waste of my time, I'm going to be honest. The mapping was extremely poor. The spelling and grammar were indecipherable. The first plot twist, it made no sense. When you go back to the house, it's like, how do they know what's going on? I don't get it. And
the battles
are a test to see how fast my index finger can hit the enter key so I can move on with the story. Anyway, what are your thoughts, Nessie?
I'm sorry.
I think it's
give
my
us,
turn.
Give us your 10 cent, 2 cents on this entry, Nessie.
Oh, me. What? Okay. It's me.
Yes.
Okay. Future Helper in the Seven Towers was so fun. Race of Stylus. I actually played the updated version by accident, and he got better at least. But the original entry didn't make sense. His mother got wanted for kicking a kid by accident, something like that. I was like, what? And then it's in the newspaper. And what doesn't make sense is that if his mother is wanted, like, globally, how come nobody in the village was, like, arresting her and stuff?
The newspaper was behind.
Yeah.
And how does she know that he knows that he found out? What is she, a telepath? Is she telepathic?
I like the fact that he was like, my name is Jessica, and then she left. And then suddenly when she came back, it was like,
Jade V. Helper, yes! I called for that all through my LP.
It hurts me because the hero is Ralph, and then he's named Alex, which is like the arm to get you help hero, and Ralph is my favorite VX character, so I was just, oh my poor soul. Poor Alex. But anyway, that's all my thoughts. So what about you, Liberty?
I'm actually going to give him props for going back and improving and not getting downhearted for, he heard a lot of bad things, you know, about his game and that. It was a reality check, I think. And he stood back up and actually, you know, went back to it. It was fun because of all its crazy, zany inability to understandiness, inability to be a gamer's thing. It was kind of fun, just poking fun, and that's a terrible thing to say, but it kind of was. And yeah. I'm going to give him props also for actually trying, and his is not the worst game. I will say that right now. His is not the worst game, and I give him props for actually doing work on his game. There, I've said it.
Okay.
Good job. And get better.
Yeah, I'm sure eventually he'll improve, and I'm sure eventually he'll make a good game. And I'm sorry I was so harsh on it, but it is what it is.
It is.
And sometimes you just need to give some tough love.
Yes, yes.
As Craze has taught me many a time.
Okay, Jared.
Chicken agrees.
This was the Dragon Ninja of the Nugget entries.
It was video game.
A bad kung fu flick with a bad dub, and I loved it for that. It was just so completely nonsensical. I could not, just trying to figure out what was going on. This is like what drinking games are made out of. Eventually, the craziness subsided as you got to the Future Helper hub world, and eventually it just kind of petered out, and I lost interest because the craziness had died.
Yeah. I think we have a way. Decky.
Oh, Decky, come on.
Hey, you know what's coming up after this entry, right? Eric.
Yes,
the
and
King.
Guess who gets to talk about
Liberty. This one too?
It's your favorite.
Can I talk about this one, Liberty. Please?
No, sorry. Yes, I've got to.
Okay, go
it's
ahead.
It's got to be me. It's got to be Tough Love. The next entry is Heir of the King, also known as Heir of Kung.
Also known as the worst entry.
It is the worst entry. I'll lay it straight out right now. He didn't try. That was his whole problem. He didn't try. He just slapped some sample maps together, threw in one or two different maps, added Pokemon, and said, here's my entry. He didn't even change the name of his character. He didn't change anything about his character. He didn't do shit.
His game sucks.
And he stalked us.
Don't forget the music.
The sound. Oh, God, the sound. I'm still bad about it. Get out of my fucking head. You walked into town, and you were assaulted, yes. And
it's a cacophony of madness.
It is the only time that random battles have been welcomed with open arms. Because at least you got a sound change. The only way this game could be worse is if he made that song or one like it, the battle song.
It just doesn't.
It could have been Friday by
like
Rebecca Black.
It's a hard toss-up. Story was garbledy goop. Basically, you were looking for the heir of the king who did not know that he was the heir of the king and had to pull a mighty sword that could slay demons with one break. And I make it sound a lot more legible than it is. Gameplay was... there were so many bugs. There were so many bugs. You took... in one part, you talk to a woman and she wants a potion. So you go and get a potion, and you come back, and she just disappears. she doesn't take a potion. She says she'll join you if you get her a potion. Yeah, she just disappears. You can be
scammed.
She's like, fuck off, I got my potion, I'm out of here.
Bitch.
this should be held up as a game. I think we should keep it on the site to show newbies what not to make. This is everything that could not be made at all, ever. Actually, no, scrap it. Take it off the site. The graphics, the only reason I gave them a 2.5 was because they were RT graphics. And you just sample maps. And I took half a point off because he just used the sample maps. And the ones he did make himself were shit. Yeah, Nessie, no. One of you guys, Decky.
I'll go.
Yes.
It was a troll game. There's nothing more to it than that.
It was a piece
Once
of shit.
I realized this, I quit. The end.
You guys can hear all about my opinion of it in my Let's Endure video. I didn't even call it a Let's Play. I called it a Let's Endure. This was a waste of my time. The creator of this game got himself banned, which I think adds fuel to the fire of the troll game theory.
And his brother.
Yeah. It was
brother, Eichel.
It was a waste of my time, and I want my time back. That's all I have to say.
It has been immortalized on YouTube. That is where your time has gone.
It got me 101 views.
Back.
Did it?
Yeah, so I wanted to get like 1 million views so I can add revenue, advertising sharing, and then I'd get my time back in the form of money. Time is money.
Well, the Hair of the King was, yeah, it does feel like a troll game. I mean, at least he added Pokemon. I saw Liberty sing. I was like, what? Is that Pokemon? And then I was like, at first, I didn't encounter too much random encounters because of the ship. I was like, yay, that much random encounters. And then I entered the town. Oh my god, the town. That music. Oh my god. I was like, take it off. And then I was trying to sleep. I was trying to get out of places. And then I got into this forest and finally saw a slime. And I was so, oh, slime, I love you so much. I want to kiss you right now. Never in my life have I been so happy to be in a random encounter.
Oh,
well, it's funny though, because considering the time he added everyone as a developer.
Yes.
I was wondering what that was.
As site moderator, you do not want to incriminate yourself in this podcast.
Yes.
Well, technically I'm just staff, but sometimes mod.
Well, yeah, you got two mods.
I think I just came back
here on the podcast.
Out of town one day and was just flooded with these notices for this game. Is like, what is this?
Staff, just lock your ears for a moment, okay?
I was like, why am I getting so many notices from this game? I just thought I'd give it a try because of what he did there. Because who knows?
I knew Nessie and I warned you.
Everybody was buttering me up when I entered IRC that morning, trying to say, please don't ban me.
Yeah, we were a bit...
And so,
hey, you have to admit, the thing we did with the CSS, me and Ryan, was amazing.
Yeah, well, I had work at 6 a.m. that morning, and I woke up at 5:30 on 2 hours of sleep, so that was a pretty trippy way to wake up, let me tell you. I thought I was still dreaming.
Brilliant.
It was like that
Everyone as good as the Action 52 game page, though. That was everyone doing their own little thing.
Well, then in Hair of the King, you have an upside-down page with some game GIF.
Awesome.
I should show it to you. I still have the CSS code for backup.
Don't admit that, Nessie.
Save it and post it for posterity.
I should post it sometime.
Yeah.
Next one.
I missed it.
The next one's a good one.
Mm, yeah.
Who wants to go over it?
DRS.
Oh, no, yes,
oh,
DRS.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yep.
In Search of Dragons by Indra. This was, I thought, one of the best games that we got. It wasn't anything like completely overhauled, like a whole new battle system like Brutalis or Following the Sun. It was just took some existing scripts like Gamfly's Battle Engine and just made a polished demo. I thought there was quite a bit of work put into it, and it was just decent characters. There was an actual narrative, and skills were a bit more than just the usual mash, enter, and win. There were some problems, like I ran through the whole game with only spending about $4,000 and buying a handful of items because I didn't know how far I was going to go inside these dungeons without any chance to find anything. And by the time I was done the demo, I was almost completely out of healing items, which don't even do what the description says, which was a bit of a fun problem. There were some problems with enemy skill sets, like the boss of the demo had a paralyze attack. I could not find a way to heal paralyze. It was not a fun fight. There was a lot of good things about it. Like, I liked the forest and how you find items. It's not just chests littered everywhere. When you get close to hot spots, you become identified by an arrow and you can investigate it and just see what you get. And I did like that little pop-up that comes up that when you find stuff, although it never clears itself until you change maps, so when you think you found something, it's really something you found 2 items ago. I enjoyed the game quite a bit, though, at the end of the day. Nessie, what do you think about?
Okay, in Search for Dragons, I really enjoyed it. The writing was nice. Actually, I replayed it a while ago, and I discovered that if you do backtracking, it actually rewards you a lot. Like, new items, and you will know more about the characters and stuff. I particularly like Owen. I really like Owen because his bluntness was amazing. Like, hey, I heard there's dragons. Where are they? And then the way he just approaches everything was just so, oh, Owen, I could just sync with you. Especially the time where Mario was like, where she got the big reveal that she's some kind of Dragon Age style forbidden magic thingy. And then he was like, why? Who cares? It's useful. And I was like, yes, Owen, I love you. I cheer for that mentality. I was like, yeah! And then the e-part. Oh, was it again? Get out! He was like, why? What? Do you want to stare? Get out, I disrobe myself. What? Do you want to see my naked form? I was like, what? I was like, I knew it! They're gay for each other! They're gay for each other! I was like, that. Over.
He overtones that they were not in lucidity.
It was just my yaoi fangirl goggles on, so whatever. the balance system. I hate how misses so much until you give him archery gloves, which you will have to get by backtracking after getting Daemon. And then there was this time that the stupid enemy dryad thingy was like spamming. It was her other two companions spamming sleeping pod, and I was like, oh, stop it already. And oh my god! But, yes, I like you said the hot spot. That was really nice, and it makes me happy that despite being an RPP game, it was actually nice, and that it shows Ninja's ability as a developer, which is nice. It's like, instead of it's an RPP game, it's gonna suck. So seeing In Search for Dragons was really nice. How about you, Liberty?
I really enjoyed it. I love the characterization. She put a lot of work into making the characters change over time, even the NPCs, which is what you want in a game that you're going to explore. And I loved exploring and finding items. I always do. It's my one true passion when it comes to RPGs. But random encounters. As I said in my in my LP of it before it got killed and died, I hate being interrupted while I'm searching for a treasure. And every second, third, fourth, fifth, and maybe eighth step was a random encounter, and I wanted to kill something. Something that I could actually get my hands onto, not monsters in the game. And there were a lot of edits done by Indra. There are a lot of edits done by her with the RTP, and they looked really good. They added charm to the maps. And her mapping skill is, well, up 20 levels, I'd say. I need to catch up. And the sound was good too, but the thing that really did hook me were the characters and the exploration and treasure and just finding shit everywhere, because I just like finding shit everywhere. If you want to make a game that I'll like, put shit in it.
That's all shit in it.
Shit to find. But yes, Decky.
Well, you guys pretty much said most of what I wanted to say. I like the exploration aspects. I thought the dialogue and the characters were pretty good. My main gripe with the game, besides the bland combat, was the introduction. It didn't really hook me, and it was a little on the slow side. Everything else I really enjoyed. The mapping was good. Like Liberty said, the exploration was good. The cutscenes were well-evented and well-written. And the sound choices were fantastic. I felt that of all the entries, Indra picked the most fitting music for her scenes, while still using the RTP, of course. There are some entries that used customized music to better effect.
It's all SNES RPG Maker.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It was like the Super Nintendo RPG Maker music, and it was included as a bonus if you pre-ordered Ace.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly, and it was used extremely well, I thought, and I thought the selections were good. That's pretty much all I have to say. It was a good game, it was very enjoyable, and hopefully the game gets fleshed out in the future.
I did have one more gripe. I got stunlocked.
Oh, yeah.
When I was playing Girly Girl, I got stunlocked to death and hadn't saved in a while.
Mm-hmm. Light a black hole can save you from that.
No, nothing.
Not even that.
Nope.
All right. Island.
Oh, the next one is Off-Farm.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's Nessie's turn.
This one. Island of Farnor is... Island of Farnor is a game that makes me want to kill some shit in real life. Oh my god. How do I even start? At first it was like, so many fucking slimes. Those fucking slimes. Oh my god. I was like, okay, enter town. Oh my god, slimes. So I killed every single one of them. And then those group slimes. I was like, okay, they're dead. Okay, I thought the game was going to be better. But I was wrong.
I warned you.
I didn't even read the review. I regretted it. Anyway, I walk around, get killed by gargoyles, and I was like, okay, probably I shouldn't be even dead. So I used the teleport item, and told me, oh, I can enter the Tower of Yarg, which reminded me of Legend of Mana's, what was it again? The dude face, whatever. Anyway, so I played it, and I forgot that I could change formations, so I could probably talk to the Yarg people. So anyway, I walk, and I walk. Random encounter, walk again. The random encounter, walk again. Random encounter. Fucking random encounters. So anyway, I went here, and then I thought I was going to explore shit, and then suddenly they're all empty. And I was like, why are you in there? There's nothing in there, fucking hell. So I walk up again, and trying to find another stairs, and walk, and then fight, and then walk, and then fight. It was like, ugh! I was like, I think it was 3 steps, or whatever. So anyway, I got up, and then I fought the slime party. Oh my god, the slime party. And I was like, okay, this guy got suffer. And they take forever to die. And then it was like, yes, they're dead. I'm going to save now. And then suddenly the game bugged out on me. And then I have to fight this. And I was like, my god, what the hell? This game. I swear, I almost slammed my laptop over there. But I was like, no. Don't slam your fucking laptop. It's expensive. So anyway, I thought about fighting it and winning again, but then I said, fuck this, no way I'm going to do that. I mean, the story wasn't even that interesting. All I know is that this bounty hunter didn't even want money, which doesn't make sense, really, because you're bounty hunting for money, and then you don't want money? What the hell? So anyway, I was like, okay, this game is... oh my god. That's all I can say. It's just, oh my god. And then I read when I posted the LP and I saw that it should be well balanced and there's no bugs. And I was like, I said this is. I don't know. Anyway, next, Liberty.
You're going to hate me.
I will.
I kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
No, don't hate me. No,
She's a witch.
Okay, first off, let me just say that before that, before I played it, I had just finished playing Future Heir. Okay, I mean, Heir of King and Future Helper. So I may be a bit, my brain might have been a bit broken at the time. I didn't like the idea, like, you just plonk down right at the start in a town and suddenly slimes attack, and I was like, the fuck? And you kill the slimes, and you go, and you kill more slimes. Like Nessa said, you kill more slimes. I like the boss slimes, but that might be because I gave them crazy, weird, strange, high-pitched chipmunky voices, and that was kind of fun, and made them scream when they died. The music wasn't too bad. It was typical RPG fare. Story, yes, what story? Gameplay, I kind of like the Tower of Yarg, because I was, every time they say Yarg, I was like, Yarg! Yarg! Yarg. That's, again, me injecting false fun into...
I know a good doctor. I'll send you his card.
It wasn't very well balanced. The battles were annoying. There were one or two treasures in the tower. There could have been more. You could have made smaller rooms. The graphics... Oh, no. I was just looking at my list. I'm thinking, did I give it that much? No, it was a different one. The graphics were decent for RTP mapping, I guess. And overall, the fun... I couldn't get past the second battle with the evil slime committee. Because... And they were an evil committee of evil slimes. Because, well, I died. And it was a game. I'll say that much. It was a game.
Technically.
It had people. It had, you know, it used all the default everything, I do believe, except for the faces. The faces kind of scared me a bit, actually, because they were generator fair, and generator faces can be very scary, as we know.
I'm staring right at your soul.
Don't hit the random, people. Don't hit the random. You don't know what that shit'll send you. Yes. Who's next? GRS. No?
Oh.
Go on.
Island of pain and suffering. There is no drive, no motivation to play this game. Other games have some kind of goal, like your mom is evil or you want to meet up with the kid again. This is just like find money. All right, I can walk back and forth and find money and grind against monsters who just might randomly just completely curb stomp you if you get in the wrong RNG fight. The fight is a million of the same fight over and over again, like the slimes. And then you go into a tower and fight the three groups of enemies. And it's just the same enemy repeated three times, and there's three different enemies. And then you go back and fight zombies. It's like fighting the slimes, except there are more zombies, and they take longer to kill. It's just a grind into madness. It's not fun, it's not entertaining, there's no reason to care about anything in the game. There's learning the engine, and then there's just toss the game and try again. That's all I can say. So you guys had problems with Heir to the King, and I had so much pain come from this game.
Yeah, I thought the game was poor. But I will say one thing, okay? I'm not going to tread the same ground you guys did. At least he renamed potions to capsules. It was at least something unique about it, as minor as that is. That's the only positive I can think of in the game.
Okay. It wasn't much, but it was something.
It was something.